Welcome to the Songs and Stories of Canada. This program is called The Rush for Gold.
A gold rush. All of a sudden, thousands of people from all over the world come to one place because they've heard there's gold there. Some come for adventure, and others come because they can't find a job back home. So here they are in the gold fields, living and digging in the cold and damp.
One way to make yourself feel better when you're far from home like that is to sing. And a lot of the miners made up songs about what it was like in the gold fields. Today we're going to sing some of those songs.
Well, the first big gold rush in North America was in California, 1849. And one of the most popular songs that came out of that rush was about a gold miner and his daughter.
In a cabin, in a canyon, excavating for a mine, dwelt a miner, 49er, and his daughter, Clementine. Oh, my darling, oh, my darling, oh, my darling Clementine, thou art lost and gone forever, dreadful, sorry Clementine.
When the California gold rush was over, well, things quietened down. A lot of the people who had come for the gold stayed and settled in California. But a lot more of them were still dreaming of striking it rich somewhere. So in 1858, when they heard about gold being discovered on the Fraser River, hundreds of California miners made up their minds to go north to try their luck once again.
Gold. Gold. That's all I heard about all morning. Everyone who came into the store, that's all they did was talk about gold. There's gold up north. Maybe another big chance. More gold than you could carry. Big yellow nuggets all over the ground by the Fraser River. Take a chance. Maybe I will. If I could find gold and I could buy a farm for us all to live on. I'm only 16, but I want to strike it rich somehow. I'm big, I'm strong. I could never be a miner here. All the California gold is gone. At lunchtime, I told my father, I'm going. He looked kind of sad, but he gave me all his old mining gear. And here, he said, you better take this revolver and a long knife. It can be dangerous.
When the first boat came to Victoria from San Francisco, it looked like an invasion. Fort Victoria was a pretty quiet village back then. I went out to the point to watch, and I saw that the whole ship was just bristling with men and pack sacks and supplies. There were even a pair of mules on the front deck. There were men hanging off of the railing on the top deck and shouting up a storm. And then suddenly there were gunshots, lots of them. The miners were firing their pistols up into the air. Right away, all of Governor Douglas's soldiers came running down the hill in full uniform, kicking up a big cloud of dust. They lined up three deep along the wharf with their rifles pointed at the miners. And then the governor came riding down the hill on his big black horse. He was wearing his British uniform and hat. I couldn't hear everything he said, but in the end he had all the miners line up and give three cheers for the Queen and pay $5 for a mining license. I was excited. All of these California miners were going to turn life upside down. You know, some of those miners were just kids. They had red shirts and pistols just like the rest, but some of them were so young they didn't even have beards yet. I wonder if any of them imagined how hard and lonely it would be searching for gold.
Where mighty waters foam and boil and rushing torrents roar, On Fraser River's northern soil lies hid the golden ore. Far from home, far from home, on Fraser River's shore we labor hard. So does our bard to dig the golden ore. Far, far from home we miners roam. We feel its joys no more. These we have sold for yellow gold on Fraser River's shore. Far from home, far from home, on Fraser River's shore we labor hard. So does our bard to dig the golden ore. In cabins rude, our daily food is quickly counted o'er. Beans, bread, salt, meat is all we eat, and the cold earth is our floor. Far from home, far from home, on Fraser River's shore we labor hard. So does our bard to dig the golden ore. At night we smoke, then crack a joke, try cards till found a bore. A good night said, we go to bed to dream of home once more. Far from home, far from home, on Fraser River's shore we labor hard. So does our bard to dig the golden ore. Lonely our lives, no mother's wives, no sister's love runs o'er. When home we come at set of sun to greet us at the door. Far from home, far from home, on Fraser River's shore we labor hard. So does our bard to dig the golden ore. With luck at last, our hardships past, we'll head for home once more. And greet the sight with wild delight of California's shore. Far from home, far from home, on Fraser River's shore we labor hard. So does our bard to dig the golden ore. And once on shore, we never more will roam through all our lives. A home we'll find just to our mind and call our sweethearts wives. Far from home, far from home, on Fraser River's shore we labor hard. So does our bard to dig the golden
all those stories you hear about big gold, they're lies. Humbug. I got 25 feet of sandbar to dig up and all I can find is tiny particles of gold like flour. I have to work 16 hours a day. Half the time I'm standing up to my knees in the river trying to get at the best gravel before the water comes up any higher. It's cold, it's been raining for a week, all my clothes are wet so I can't even get warm. But I can't stop. It takes all the gold I can find just to buy beans and flour. That's all I eat. Beans and beans and beans and flour. I hate it. But there is bigger gold. Only it's further north, in the Caribou. I'm gonna go work for the governor, build a trail or something. And then I'll have enough money to get up there. Maybe in time for a real find.
I left Victoria as soon as I could. I got married to a young man from Canada, and as soon as the road opened, we headed for our claim up in the Cariboo. The minute I got there, I decided to go and have a look at the gold mine. I didn't even wait to unpack the mule, I was so excited. I just headed up the hill to where the miners were working. Well, I didn't even get halfway up when one of the men came running down the hill, waving his arms. He was falling all over himself.
"Hold on! Hold on!"
he was shouting. "What's the matter?"
"Go back,"
he said.
"No woman allowed up at the mine. It's bad luck."
"Well, listen here," I told him. "Not only am I going to have a look, I may just run this mine." So there we stood, on a bunch of rocks, hundreds of miles from anywhere, waving our arms and shouting at each other. My husband John came up too, and finally we told the miner that he could quit if he wanted to and take everyone else with him. But I was going to inspect that mine. They didn't quit, you know, and I ran quite a few mines. John and I were used to a rough life, and nobody was going to tell us what to do.
I'm a young man from Canada, some 6 feet in my shoes. I left my home for Cariboo on the first exciting news. In New York City, I met a gent, introduced himself to me. Said I come from Canada, so you can't come over me. Said I come from Canada, so you can't come over me. I sailed on the Crazy Champion, all in the steerage too. I thought I'd got among the fiends or other horrid crew. If you had only seen them feed, it quite astonished me. And I'd been years in Canada in a lumberman's shanty. Yes, I'd been years in Canada in a lumberman's shanty. With 75 upon my back, I came the Douglas way. And at an easy-going pace, made 30 miles a day. I landed here without a dime in 1863. But I'd been raised in Canada, 'twas nothing new to me. Yes, I'd been raised in Canada, 'twas nothing new to me. In best of homespun I was clad, so I was warmly dressed. The wool it grew near Montreal, in a place called Canada West. On Williams Creek they called me Green, and Johnny come lately. Said I come from Canada, I ain't from the old country. Said I come from Canada, I ain't from the old country. I started out my mining life by chopping cordwood. But I was born with axe in hand, so I could use it good. My chum was from the state of Maine, somewhere near Tennessee. But I came from Canada, and he couldn't shop with me. But I came from Canada, and he couldn't shop with me. In a short time, I'd made a raise and bought into a claim. And there they called me engineer, or carman, 'tis the same. The drifters then did try it on to boss it over me. Said I come from Canada, and I'm on the shouldery. Said I come from Canada, and I'm on the shouldery. In 2 weeks I got a div, which drove away all care. I went over to the wake-ups, and had a bully square. I danced all night till broad daylight, and a gal smiled sweet on me. Said I come from Canada, and I'm on the Marais. Said I come from Canada, and I'm on the Marais. Now all young men who are in love, and sure I am there's some, don't count your chicks before they're hatched, for they may never come. Oh, when I asked that girl to wed, she only laughed at me. You may come from Canada, but you can't come over me. You may come from Canada, but you can't come over me.
Hmm. There's a lot of mud in Barkerville. But it's pure heaven compared to those sandbars in the Fraser River. Here, at least, I'm finding some gold. The main street is all of 18 feet wide, and it must be 2 feet deep. Look here, see, the whole town is built up on these stilts so it stays out of the mud. Well, every time it rains like this, we get another 6 inches of mud. All of the trees for a mile around have been cut off the hillside, so there's nothing left to keep the mud from sliding down into town. Someone's getting down into my boot. And then the miners upstream are always moving the creek around looking for gold, so I never know when I'll come out of the saloon and find the darn creek running right down the middle of the street. And horses and mules and miners all trampling the street into thick, gooey, awful mud. If I were a pig, I'd be in heaven.
When I lived in the Caribou, that Barkerville was a real gold rush boom town. Two long rows of wooden buildings and hundreds of miners' tents all around. There must have been 30 saloons, and that's where everyone hung around, staying out of the mud. Even all that mud and water didn't keep the town from burning down, though. One night, a miner in a saloon tried to kiss a dance hall girl who was ironing her dress. Well, she gave him a shove, and he knocked over the stovepipe and set fire to the roof of the saloon. The sparks jumped onto the next building, and then suddenly everything was on fire. 80 minutes later, the whole town was a pile of ashes, with everyone standing around in the mud, scratching their heads. But most of Barkerville was rebuilt in a week, and the first place to open was a saloon. For a while, the gamblers had their own gold rush going on in those saloons. The miners liked to play a card game called faro in a little room next to the bar. But the professional gamblers would get into the game and they'd win all the gold. And then some miner would get mad and he'd start a fight, and while everyone was shouting, the gambler would slip out with a bag of gold and go to the next saloon. Finally, they made a law against playing faro in the saloons, and that was the end of the gold rush for the gamblers. You should have seen them. Nobody else felt sorry for them, so they all stood around the bar consoling each other and looking sad. You would have thought it was their mothers that died instead of faro.
Sing you now a mournful song, all of a fine young man who lived some years in Caribou, all by his sleight of hand. Come back, faro, faro dear, or I'll sing to Rolladeo. Come back, faro, faro dear, sing to Rolladeo. Although he lay in his bed all day, he was wide awake at night. And when the luck was on his side, his face beamed with delight. Come back, faro, faro dear, or I'll sing to Rolladeo. Come back, faro, faro dear, sing to Rolladeo. At times he'd grumble of hard luck, and say he'd nary a dollar, and yet he lived a jolly lord, and wore a paper collar. Come back, faro, faro dear, or I'll sing to Rolladeo. Come back, faro, faro dear, sing to Rolladeo. Ah, many a times he found me grub, when I had nary a red. Now I must work 10 hours a day, since good old Pharaoh's dead. Come back, Pharaoh, Pharaoh dear, or I'll sing to Rolladeo. Come back, Pharaoh, Pharaoh dear, sing to Rolladeo. Whate'er you were, old Pharaoh dear, I'll not defame the dead. Your ghost might haunt me some cold night and freeze me out in bed. Goodbye, faro, faro dear, may you strike it in white pine.
Goodbye, Pharaoh, Pharaoh dear, and may we strike it here.
I shot an 800-pound grizzly one summer. That was one of the largest bears ever seen in the Caribou. I also trapped coyotes and rabbits and mink, and I skinned and treated the furs myself. But the strangest animals that I ever saw in the Gold Country were Frank Laumeister's camels. Frank heard that a camel could carry twice as much as a mule, so he bought 23 camels from an outfit in San Francisco. They were a sight. Camels and mules just hate each other. The first camel that was unloaded from the boat at Yale broke loose and ran over to a mule and kicked it to death. And the mules couldn't stand the smell of the camels. Every time that they'd meet on a narrow trail, the mules would go crazy. They'd stampede off in every direction. Frank tried to cover up the smell by pouring perfume all over the camels. It didn't work. Frank and his boys sure smelled sweet, but the mules would still jump into the river every time they caught wind of the camels. Poor Frank. He finally gave up, and he put them out to pasture. One of those crazy camels lived on a ranch right up until 1900. By then, the gold rush was long gone. Life slowed down a lot.
I made just enough out of the mines to settle down, buy a farm, and bring my folks up from California. And then it happened again. Just about the time my son and daughter were grown up. Gold. Some idiot found gold up in the Klondike and it started all over again. Should I go north? Not on your life. Not me. I've got a better idea. The real gold mine is right here at home, selling supplies to all the miners running north. This time I've opened a store, and this time I'm actually making a good living from a gold rush.
Place where they struck it rich, come where the treasure lies hid, where your hat full of mud is a 5-pound note, and a clod on your heel is a quid. Klondike, Klondike, oh, label your luggage for Klondike. Oh, there ain't no luck in the town today, there ain't no work down Moodyville way, so pack up your traps and be off, I say, off and away to the Klondike.
Oh, you scratches the earth and it tumbles out more than your hands can hold, for the hills above and the plains below are cracking and busting with gold.
Klondike, Klondike, oh, label your luggage for Klondike. Oh, there ain't no luck in the town. Off and away to the
Rush for Gold was written and produced in Vancouver by John Bartlett, Gary Marcuse, and Rika Rubsat. The actors were Sherry B. and Michael Fox. Singing by John Bartlett and Rika Rubsat. The musicians were Keith Malcolm, Paul Newman, Murray Schulbraid, Bob Webb, and Fred Weiss. Technical production by Hal Beckett and Entmoot Studios. Thanks for listening.